I'm having a goddamn blast on tour with this Big Mouth and a Small Town tour. So I've added some dates and wanted to let you know where I'm headed next. March 14th, I will be in Lakeside, Arizona. And then the 15th and 16th, I'm finally coming to Tucson. So if you're in Tucson, I'm coming to Laughs Comedy Cafe. Get your tickets. We're going to have a good time. My good friend Noah Kopfer will be featuring at those shows. He'll also be with me the following weekend when I come to Grand Rapids, Michigan. Dr. Grins, I cannot wait to see you guys again. Those are always some of my favorite shows, and I'm sure this year will be no exception. And then I am headed up to my home state of Alaska for the Alaska Before You Die Fest. Anchorage, you better not fucking sit on these tickets. They're going fast. There's a few left. April 5th, I will be doing shows at the Gumbo House. It's downtown. I'm doing an early and a late show, one night only. It's an intimate venue, so tickets are limited. It's going to be out of control. If you've come to my show at Coots before, you know how fun they are. This venue is so much better for comedy. I can't even explain it. Just get fucking tickets. These shows are going to be wild. And then on the 6th, I'm headed down to Homer, Alaska. I am coming, performing there for the first time. Alice's Champagne Palace. And then on the 7th, I will be in Seward, Alaska. So Anchorage, Homer, Seward, we're having a goddamn good time. I'm going to come kill it all those shows because I'm a fucking Alaskan assassin. Am I sorry I said that? I don't know. Listen, Dayton, Kentucky, 12th of April. If you are in the Cincinnati-ish area, Dayton, Ohio, Dayton, Kentucky, this is your chance to see me at a really cool new venue called the Commonwealth Sanctuary. And then I am headed to Portland, May 3rd. I'm headlining the Rip City Comedy Festival. I will be at McMenamin's Mission Theater. You guys, this is a cool theater. We want it to be packed out because of course I want it to be packed out. But also, like, let's have a goddamn good time in this nice, beautiful theater. So come to that. It's going to be a hell of a time. I can't wait to come back to Portland. And then Wisconsin, I'm headed back your way. But this time I'm coming to Janesville, May 17th and 18th. Green Bay on the 19th. And then what up, Florida? St. Pete, Tampa. I'm coming your way. Tampa, I will be there June 2nd. And St. Pete, they're ahead of that, May 31st. Tampa, I'm at Side Splitters. And if you go to the links in all of my bios or go to their website to get tickets, for a limited time, you can use the code JMS and get $5 off tickets. And wherever you are, I'm trying to get people to buy tickets early instead of waiting to the last minute and making me panic, so that if it is going to sell out, it sells out faster, so that I know that, the club knows that, maybe we can add a second show. It just FYI, that helps every artist that you're a fan of. So if you can ever buy ASAP, go ahead and do that. So that's your incentive to buy early in Tampa. And I'll be adding more dates soon. If you did not hear your town, but you want me to come there, head over to my Instagram, instagram.com/JMS Comedy, or just at JMS Comedy if you're using the app like most of us. Click the link in my bio, join my email list. That lets me know where you guys are so I know what areas want to come see me. So do that. I can't wait to get to more cities. I'm having so much fucking fun on the road. You guys have been amazing. People have been buying merch. These audiences have been out of control good, just electric, laughing, having a blast. And I know all these upcoming shows are going to be no exception. So I will see you there. JMScomedy.com/shows to get your tickets. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. We're going to have a fucking good time either way. So thanks for listening to this little promo. Enjoy this episode. Ta-ta, idiots.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
What kind of ignorant shit is that?
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
You idiot, you fool!
Hey, dummy!
This is the Ignorance's Blast podcast.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Welcome back to Ignorance is Blessed, the podcast that attempts to overcome ignorance, mostly by asking ignorant questions. I just did that because I'm not going to put on an intro later.
You're not?
No, it's just fucking, I want to put this out before I leave tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm not very good at intros.
You guys, I'm here with Dana Moon, who is not good at intros, as you can tell.
Hi guys, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome.
I am now the co-host.
She is not the co-host.
And happy holidays to you and yours.
Happy holidays. We should have a happy holidays podcast.
Happy holidays podcast.
Happy holidays. Remember our sketch group?
Do you think if we went through with anything we ever started, we would probably
have a thing? For sure.
Yes.
One of those things would have popped and we'll never know which one.
It's like we're so ADHD. We start a project and then we move on to another project and then we don't finish that one and we move on to another one.
I know. And now I'm gone so much that I feel like I hate like that we... I would love to do another regular project with you, but yeah. I'm like, cool, let's start. I was literally texting you like, let's start something in April.
Well, we have Happy Holidays was a sketch group we started together.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Cheat Day.
Cheat Day. That's three sketch groups.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Like, were there other things? We have half-written other shit.
We have a half-written screenplay. Actually, we finished our screenplay.
It's whole written. It just needs another go-through.
Jim Carrey, if you're listening, we need you to fund.
Jim Carrey does listen to my podcast.
This project and make a cameo.
And someone else who's not Jim Carrey, if you have money and want to fund it, yeah. If he doesn't get back to us, we're willing to discuss.
Yes.
We are willing to do it for a cold $3 million.
Okay. Well, let's take it down a little bit.
And not a cent less.
Let's take it down a little
bit.
There's
a lot of explosions. Is there? Do we take out the explosions?
We can take down... We can probably honestly make this movie ourselves if we
wanted
to.
If we take out the explosions. Well, I think that's the only thing out of our budget.
I don't think explosions.
And also the camera equipment.
I mean, let's be real. If I eat some dairy, I can really...
You can make a couple explosions.
Get a lighter to my butt. We can do at-home explosions.
Oh, my God. Two up-and-coming female comedians were found dead in a Los Feliz apartment this weekend after attempting to do their own explosives. Oh, my God.
Honestly, we'll go out with a bang, though. That's pretty cool.
Bang, bang, into the bang, bang.
Okay, so thank Dana's you so much single, for being on guys, my podcast.
This is not your podcast. Oh, okay. This is my podcast. Oh, wow. You guys, I don't know, we don't have a topic, but we're just, it's a holiday. Topic? This is the holiday spectacular.
Yes,
it Happy is. Holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
It's Christmas time in the city.
And it's also Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and the other stuff.
And culture love.
Things, cultures.
Culture things.
Happy, merry, whatever you're into.
What do people in India celebrate?
That's a racist assumption that everyone in India is the same religion, which okay. They're not. Hindu people had Diwali last month. Diwali. Let me tell you a story
Diwali?
About Diwali.
See,
I apologize
you know
for saying
stuff
that.
Like this.
Yeah, because what I do is when I'm shtipping a man and he's of another religion, I get to know his
Is that
religion.
A Jewish term
that I just use in reference to the fact that I have fucked an Indian Hindu? Yes.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I dated an Indian guy in college.
Indian guys, I'm sorry, but they're very attractive.
I thought you were going to say something racist. I was like, I'm sorry, but they're...
No, they are like...
So hot. They have that like
so hot.
Brown skin and like
perfect skin.
Just Eastern.
Full hair. Full head of hair.
Eastern mystery about them, which
have
is
you, they're more
a full head of hair. You got the bar so low for you. They have a full head of hair.
They're like spiritual. They're in tune.
Yeah.
Hasan
they're
Minaj.
Silent when they come. I've only fucked one, but I'm just making a blanket assumption.
No,
that
I literally like I'm gonna sound like the biggest creep. I like
Hasan
had
Minaj.
A dream. I had a dream that Hasan and I
Son, who is married.
Who's married. I know. This is...
To a lovely woman.
But who knows if it's going to work out. Let's be real. He's a comedian. No. So,
you a homewrecker.
No. I'm not trying to go for that. But if it happens, I'm here. This is my dream. We're on some type of like party bus. And him and I were holding hands. And I looked into his eyes. And I was like, now I know love.
Oh my God.
They and I woke up feeling in love.
Puppy eyes. That's... Dana, I'm going to just go ahead
those
and say this.
Those big eyes.
I think that you're completely insane.
I think I know
I'm kidding.
That
I'm no,
insane.
But it's like, I don't know.
So you had sex with, you dated
I dated an Indian guy for a long time. You know why we broke up is because he wouldn't tell me he loved me after 9 months.
Okay, so maybe because of him, maybe we're not going to make the generalization that all Indian men are amazing.
You guys, it's fine. All people are individuals, but
I like to make a generalization based off of one experience with somebody. And then I put everyone in that culture in that category.
He was Hindu. So I started learning about Hinduism. I wasn't going to become Hindu or it's like you can't, which I read in a book, but
what it
The Idiot's Guide to Hinduism. But like, because I wanted to like be aware of his background. Yeah. It's like, I want to understand his perception. And also like, the first 4 months of us dating, he wouldn't tell his parents he was dating me. Not first 4 months. Like
sounds like a screenplay.
Like 2 months.
Sounds like a rom-com.
Here's the thing. He didn't tell his parents he had a girlfriend. Fine. Because it's like, I don't call my mom immediately. And I'm like, let me tell you about this guy.
Oh, I do. After one date, I'm like, I had the best date of my life.
That's because you had a great... Oh, I call my friends.
I call...
Have you seen that meme, by the way?
What?
First of all, this meme is hilarious. I've showed it to so many people. And I'll try to post it when I post this as like a reply. But like... I showed this meme. This is a thing you shouldn't do on a date with a guy. I was on a second date with a guy last night. I showed him this meme and I'm like, isn't this amazing? It's one of those. It says me after talking to a guy for 5 minutes. There's no need to tell my friends about this. I don't need to get excited. It's not a big deal. It was just a conversation. And it's like also me. And then there's this man standing at a podium.
Oh my
just
God.
Like he's about to make a speech.
That is so funny.
It's so real.
It's so fucking real.
I can't
real.
Believe I showed that to a man I was on a date with. I was
no,
like,
I think
isn't this great?
Great?
And he's like, that's perfect.
yeah. I went on one date that was like amazing when I was in New York and I told my sister via text and I was like, just like, oh my God, I had the most amazing date. I'm like, told my friends. I'm like, I just have to tell people because it was so much fun.
Yeah. You're like, this
and
is
then
great.
My sister called my mom and my mom called me and was
oh
like
God.
I have a good feeling about this guy and I was like you say that about every like this is getting so
your mom says that about every guy oh no
she's like I have a really good feeling about this guy
she says that about me and guys wait like, that's so funny
so he didn't tell his parents for 4 months
a few months I think 2 months here's how they found out he
first you said four get your facts straight
I corrected myself before but you weren't listening you're already working up a retort about your sister you were thinking about like what can I say next to sound funny
what
fucking Dana
this is a podcast this is I'm being present and you said 4 months
whatever and then I was like no maybe it was two it doesn't matter here's the thing it was a few months
okay
the only reason they found out he had a girlfriend at all is because he for Valentine's Day he picked me up and took me to a beach and he had a picnic basket and like food made and stuff but then back at his house there was a bottle of champagne but he was a college frat boy so he always put like liquor in his freezer you know as you do to keep it cold and so he didn't know you couldn't put champagne in a freezer so before
no.
before he had picked this was like I didn't see this but like he put champagne in a freezer it exploded so he had to go buy another bottle of champagne but since he's a college person he's on like I mean, I never had this as a college person, but I guess he has a credit card and his parents look at his statement or whatever. It's probably their credit card. Who knows?
Yeah, it's their
whatever.
Credit card.
I don't remember, but that's something to that effect. And whatever, he's in college. I'm not like, ew, he's using his parents' credit card. But his parents called him and they were like, hey, we saw that his dad called. He's like, I saw that on Valentine's Day you went to the liquor store twice. Are you okay?
That's hilarious.
And he had to be like, yeah, I'm just dating someone. And they were like, oh my God. And then like, I don't think it was him. I think somebody else told me that they're like, it was so long ago. I can't remember who said what, but they said his mom was like, he told his mom that I'm white. And he's like, I'm just so happy it's not a man. We thought you were gay.
That's hilarious.
And his mom like was like he wanted to give me all these like Indian dresses and stuff and whatever but anyways Diwali is like this big I don't know the details of it so I can't tell you what it's about but they do this like big dance like festival there's everyone shows up and there's dancing and there was this big Diwali event on campus and I was like I'm gonna go and he's like I'll be there just come meet me there and I walk in to this huge event and it's like just thousands of Indian people and I cannot find my boyfriend and I'm like calling his phone and he's not answering and I just got so mad I was like whatever I'm leaving you know I texted him I was like I came here for your event and I can't find you and this is really uncomfortable because I don't know anyone I'm leaving I got in such a big fight with him he's like
why
were
you so angry
because I was like because I was 21 and anxious and I was like there's all these people and they're dancing and I don't understand the culture and I probably look so stupid and lost
I couldn't go to parties without like drinking.
It was
when I was in college, I had such social anxiety. I had to be like a little tipsy before I went to like a social gathering.
Yeah. It was like,
ugh.
I don't know if I had to be. I just think I always was.
You're like, I just naturally.
And I didn't drink before the Diwali. Anyway.
So Diwali is, I'm still confused.
It's like, I think it's like a festival of lights. I don't know, which is shitty of me because, I was planning to learn about it that night and then I just got mad. I was like, fuck you. I'm leaving. I'm a girl. I also got into a relationship with this guy, by the way, by being like, do you want to date me or not? Because like a bunch of people would love to date me. So like make up your mind. which is like insane. I was like, there's a whole bunch of people I could be fucking and I'm not because I think that we could have something.
That's so funny. I feel like you and I are such opposites when it comes to that. Because I feel like I run away from relationships and like...
And I just dive into them.
Yeah, which is
neither of what we do is healthy.
No, oh we're no, like, it's not.
That's probably why we're good friends though, because we're like the yin yang opposite of each other.
We are.
Choke to death.
God, I'm suffocating her, everybody.
I'm pausing this. Okay, sorry you guys, I paused it because I was coughing like a horrifying amount. I spilled water on Dana's floor.
I was choking her because she was acting up. Let's just be real.
She's such a bitch.
She's fine now.
That is so interesting that you're like, and you run, and I'm just like, let's be together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like there's so much pressure in a relationship. In reality, it's not, there's not.
Well, it's all pressure you put on yourself, but like we all do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've only gotten to the point with like, I've been in a decent amount of relationships.
Mm-hmm. I've been in one.
I serial monogamize, but like, I only think that like the last two I were in was in. Last two I wasn't. The last two relationships I had were the only times when I started to really like be myself in a relationship. Because before that, it was like, I'm in this relationship, but I was doing this like character-y, like what, like trying to be the kind of girl I think a guy would want to date. And then the last two I've had has slowly got me out of that. And now I go on dates with guys and I'm probably too much myself. And it's like, well, you either want it or you don't.
That's the best way to be.
But I have people, I've had multiple women. It's sort of offensive.
You've had multiple women?
I've had multiple women.
I've had multiple women.
No, girls
lovers.
I know have been like, how do you just get into so many relationships? And I'm like, are you trying to be rude? Because it's like, why should it be hard for me to get in relationships? But like, so many of my female friends have trouble with relationships that they're bewildered by the fact that I get in them. How do you just do that? Yeah. I had a girl that was like, she was just like, and she wasn't like trying to be like rude or dismissive. She's just like, how do you just like do it? Like you just like go in.
Yeah.
And she was, here's the part where I was like, okay, slow the fuck down, bitch. Cause she's like, and these men just like want to be with you. And I'm like, yeah, why wouldn't someone want to be with me?
Is this a good friend?
Yeah, we're not that close. But and I was like, but I did tell her, and she was legitimately mesmerized by this, is that like, no, I just am very honest. And I'm like, look, are we going to be together or not? Because I would like to be with you if that's the case or whatever. Yeah. I don't have the fucking energy to sit around and like wonder what it is privately and have these anxiety attacks and not tell the guy about it.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you. I'm not going to be like, does he like me? Does he not like me? It's like, no, I'm going to be like, look, what do you feel? And if it's nothing, fine, but don't let me fuck. I'm not going to sit here and have a panic attack and you're not even into me. Like, why am I wasting my energy?
Happy holidays. But it is an energy thing because... It's like what you put out there. It's like if you're receptive and you're open to meeting somebody new and like getting to know somebody on that level, whenever you go out, that's kind of what you're radiating and that's what's coming back to you. So
yeah.
I don't think it's like, how are you getting in all these relationships with these guys? It's like, well, we're just at different places. Like obviously you're closed off.
Yeah.
And you're like not okay with being closed
off. Obviously, you're a frigid bitch.
So when you see me like meet like with a new person and like, or maybe a relationship ends up with a different person after that, it's like it brings up your triggers your shit.
Yeah.
As to why, you know, you're not able to do that.
Yeah.
So well, there's nothing like, to do. I'm just realizing like all of these problems we have with people, it's literally not. Anytime anyone approaches you with an issue, it's their issue.
It's their issue. Yeah, no, it always is.
It's always like, I'm just really learning that I'm like, okay, everything that is happening that I think, and even if I have an issue with somebody and I'm like, they're not the problem. I need to fix my shit.
This is a thing. Something's triggering me.
Yeah.
I've realized that. And like, even though I was just joking, being like that frigid bitch, like when that actually happened, I was like, oh yeah, here's what I do. I wasn't like, hey, fuck you. But
yeah,
realizing that and getting to a place where I don't take things personally has been,
it's so freeing. It's so freeing.
Yeah. Cause it's just like, yeah, no big deal. Like I'm not going to get mad at you. Cause I perceive whatever you're doing as a slight toward me that it's like, and even if it was, why am I going to like dwell on that? Like we're on a rock spinning through a huge, massive universe and we're all just
gonna die, and I'm gonna be like, you know, I felt like that comment she made the other night was a little rude. It's like, I'm just gonna get hung up on, like, she was a little rude, and it's like, who gives a shit?
Yeah, I'm really trying to put that into practice when I'm driving, because I get
I mean, I do sometimes road rage out.
Yeah, it's hard, but I'm like, okay, that person cutting me off has nothing to do with me. Like, I don't need to, like,
they're in their own rush.
Yeah,
I try to get better about, like, instead of being like, hey, fuck you, being like, you know what, maybe that they're rushing to say goodbye to someone who's dying. Like, you know, it's like, you don't know what's going on in someone's head, that they're so frantic, or they're like, if I don't get to work on time, I'm gonna get fired, and I have kids, and I can't, who knows. But, like,
I also realized that, like, whenever I specifically, like, think of somebody in, like, a positive way, and I did this with my family when my family was here, because, like, we tend to, like, argue a lot and, like, butt heads and not have a good time. So I specifically was, like, seeing my mom and my sister as this, like, loving, supportive light.
Yes.
And I was just, like, projecting that out and preparing myself. And, like, when it's like they feel it and they reflect that back.
Yeah. It's like,
because even when they were, like, bothering me and I was like, oh my God, like, this is bringing up, like, past arguments and, like, the way they treat me, and, like, I want to react. But I was just like, would say to myself, I'm like, okay, loving, loving, loving energy.
Yeah.
Like, towards them constantly. People feel it. They feel your, like, loving energy.
Yes.
And then they respond lovingly.
They reciprocate it.
And, like, it's just one switch that you make. And I've been doing it with, like, I've just been doing it in my life, and I'm realizing that I'm like, oh, the days I don't do it, and if I'm projecting, like, a negative image on somebody, I get that side of them.
Yeah. It's like, you literally see what you want to see.
We literally live in the matrix, and we're, like, creating it.
It's crazy.
Like,
yeah, well, it's just like, and some people struggle. Go ahead.
I just feel like lately, just so many, I mean, because this industry we're in, everyone is so pissed where they're at, and they can be at a great place in their career.
Is it weird that I'm not?
If you go anywhere, like, people are just bitching about their careers, and, like, and I'm like, dude, you literally are just, like, creating this story, and, like, I can't keep fucking listening to this.
No, I can't.
Like, I just disengage. I'm just like, I don't want to be a part of this, like, energy field that you're in.
Yes. I've stopped talking about things going on in my career to, like, peers and people I consider friends. Because it so often will start them on this, like, negative thing where they start talking about their career, but then it becomes like, it turns into that conversation of what's not going right. Why haven't I gotten this? And I'm like, I don't want to dwell on that. Like, I don't want that in my space. I don't want to, like, because you feed off of energy. So I'm like, I don't want to, I'm susceptible to start doing that.
And no one's happy where they are. And even when you get to the next, you know,
is something wrong with me that I'm happy? Everyone's so miserable in this town that I feel like I'm broken because I'm okay with where I'm at.
Yeah.
And I'm like, am I complacent? Am I being lazy?
No. I think you just realize that what's going to unfold for you will and is.
Yeah, I think I'm psychic. Just kidding.
We're all psychic.
But no, I know.
Some people are more in tune.
I guess I'm at a point where I'm like, I know it's going to be okay. My career is going to be fine. So I don't have to be like, but why isn't it where I want it to be for the rest of my life right now? And it's like, it's a journey. That would suck.
It's never going to be like where, you know, it's like you can be the highest highs in your career and still be like, what next? Or miserable, is this going to last forever? Or like, do I actually, I don't know. There's so many layers. And speaking of layers, the holidays.
You guys, we're supposed to talk about the holidays, and we're just being like, and I don't know why,
guys,
but, like,
you gotta,
I have this
bundle
trouble
up out there with the layers.
It's Dana winter. Can't open her heart, and don't open that door. You're gonna let the snow in.
But also, my heart. I had a psychic tell me that my heart was open, and I was like, I don't know.
Maybe it's your mind.
I think my heart is open, but my heart isn't open to.
I think
intimacy.
I think your heart is open,
but not to intimacy.
I don't know. I think your heart is open and it's being blocked by your brain that has this vain idea of the person you're supposed to be with.
Ooh, truth bomb. Hey.
And I don't mean that to you specifically. I mean, like,
yes. No,
I mean, I do
agree.
Mean to you specifically, but also to so many people. They have this image of the person they're supposed to be with. And so, like, they stay, like, closed off, or they don't let these other people in because it doesn't fit this, like, cartoon of the mate they have in their mind.
And which is also,
which is like biceps, and you want someone who's a wealthy celebrity.
Do I want a wealthy celebrity?
I don't know. I feel like you do.
I feel like I do too.
Because you want to be like in pictures and like standing on a red carpet and be like, here I am being like in a spotlight. Here I am. We're so famous together.
Oh no.
And he has biceps. And it's just you in a picture of a bicep. But he's also like spiritual and down to earth. But he's so like, we look good in photos.
Oh my God. No. I don't just want a guy to like take photos with on the red carpet.
No, I want a guy to stand off and take photos of me when I'm on the red carpet.
Yes. I do want a guy.
I'm just making things up with biceps. We know that.
I want a guy with biceps who has his shit together, who is on a similar path, like following his dream, and who is also a homeowner. And has a dog. Is that so much?
Is also a homeowner and has a dog.
Like
in this town, have you seen the prices of homes? Yeah, that's a huge ask, Dana.
I know. I really just want
but
to marry
somewhere,
a homeowner.
Your soulmate is living in Ohio in his beautiful home with his biceps. And he's like, I just really love working on a farm. It's my dream.
I could do that. I don't think that the guy has to be a celebrity, but I just think that like
he has to be a little rich.
Being on
has to be put together, but not so much that he's poor.
I can't date a guy that's like at a job that he doesn't like.
Yeah, no, you don't want to date someone who's miserable.
Yeah, and everyone in this town is miserable. Misery loves company. And back to the holidays.
Speaking of company, the family is coming. You guys, we're just, how long have we talked? 20 minutes of us just being like, the universe is so weird, but you know, like I keep an open heart, but is it open? Anyways, he doesn't have to be rich.
Do you remember when we Periscoped together and I got like 20,000 followers that day?
That was crazy. That was a big day for you.
That was
the day that Dana Moon thought she was finally going to be like a social media icon.
I got like 19,000 followers.
Well, how did that happen?
I don't know. It's so weird. You and I were just like on one in my bedroom, I think not wearing pants.
Then every Periscope video you posted for the rest of your life was like in my bed. And I was like, she is really trying to get those followers out there. She's just like naked and horny in my kitchen.
Naked.
And you're just
horny
on the toilet. I'm so wet. And you're standing under a rain cloud.
Oh my God. So sad. So desperate.
I don't even have Periscope anymore. But we're all like followers.
I know.
Give me validation.
So
speaking of which, don't forget to review the podcast, you guys.
5 stars. Rate us 5 stars.
I'm trying to get 100 reviews by the end of the year.
Yay.
I'm so
how much are you
I have so at? Few reviews. I'm at like 70 something.
Oh nice.
So
you'll get there,
I guess.
Christmas presents, everybody.
I'm just trying to get better at like telling people to review, you know, like review.
You have to say it at every moment. Let's start a timer. So every 10 minutes, we're going to remind you
people
guys
to review the podcast.
Yeah.
5 stars, please.
So you and I collectively have a very awful holiday family story.
Yes, we do. And we, okay, let's just talk about it. First of all, like I don't ever go home for the holidays. And my mom was like, no, apparently everyone just assumed I was at someone else's place. Cause my aunts like never, they send cookies and candies out to everyone. They're so sweet. I gave my candies away to some guy. Cause I was like, please get these out of my fucking house.
When you were in Florida?
Today. I mean this year, but like they hadn't been sending them to me and they were like, oh, I thought that, I don't know, we just sent them to your mom. I figured you went home to your mom and like in Korea. And I didn't care, but my mom's like, oh, I just thought you always went, like, I just go nowhere for the holidays. And like, and I'm totally fine with it for the last like over.
Since you've been in LA.
Since I went to college. I like.
Oh my God. Since college.
I think I went to like a family Christmas in college, like one or two years. But then, and people are like, that's so sad. I'm like, are you kidding?
I just feel like every Christmas.
It's so freeing.
Every Christmas, my family gets into some big fight.
Over something dumb.
Over something that makes no sense. And I remember like, even my sister, like, 2 years ago flipped out on me. I think I was like probably texting you probably.
Yeah.
Over me like going to New York and like going on the subway late at night. Like there's always something and I was just, I don't want to deal with it anymore.
No. Well, it's like, I think some people are always like, our family always fights. And it's like, yeah, I think some people just like identify so much with their emotions that like they don't know how to get along with people without starting fights with them.
Yeah.
They're just like, we're angry because we care. And it's like, no, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. People are like, don't you love Christmas? I'm like, no, because I don't know about like, let's talk about childhood Christmases and stuff.
Well, I loved Christmas when I was little.
I mean,
like when I was really little and I believed in Santa and I wasn't aware of like this is when my parents were still married.
And you didn't know like shit was chaos.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of knew, but like not really. That's when I really, there was just so much magic.
It was magic. Yeah, when I was like five.
Right. And it was like, I remember going outside snowing like a day before Christmas Eve. And I was just like staring up at the sky, just like Santa's coming. Aww. And I was so excited. God, and then my Santa, friend, my neighbor, Ani, told me that Santa wasn't real.
What a bitch. Fuck you,
because
Ani.
Because her mom told her Santa wasn't real because she was yelling at her mom saying, you don't get me anything for Christmas. Santa gets me everything. And she's like, Santa's not real. I'm Santa.
Would you go like, here's the thing, is that like, there's a million reasons I don't have kids. I go insane thinking about the ethics of teaching your kid about Santa Claus because you're lying to your kid.
Yeah.
But then also people are like, it's so magical and it's so cute. And then it's like to have a fucking shitty kid be like, you don't give me anything. It's like, how
Santa
dare you?
Santa buys me everything. And you're like,
Santa doesn't give a fuck about you. You'd be on the naughty list if he was real, you little bitch. Shut your mouth. I brought you into this world. I'll take you out. That's why I don't have kids.
Okay.
That's what my mom would do to me. My drunk mom told me that Santa wasn't real. I was like,
how old were you?
I don't know. Too old to have believed in Santa. I don't know, like second grade. When did you stop? What's the average age?
Second grade for sure. Because I remember third grade I knew.
I just remember being something
that
like,
wasn't real.
I was like, well, Santa's going to come and I have to. And my mom's like, cut the shit. Fucking drunk ass mom. Cut the shit. Santa's not real. And I was like, what?
I remember one year Santa brought Coco, my chocolate lab, a bin of dog food with a picture of a chocolate lab on it that looked just like
Coco?
Her.
Oh, wow.
And we all swore up and down, how did Santa get Coco in front of a fireplace that isn't our fireplace and take this photo? I thought that he did that. And I was like determined to figure it out. And the whole year I thought about it. That whole year.
It's like, wow.
I would look at the dog bin and think of it.
You're like, how did he get her out of here? That's insane. Well, it's also like Santa, when you think about it, is such a fucking creepy concept. That's
like he's a fat old man that sneaks in your house at night and eats your food.
He watches you while you sleep. That song, he sees you when you're sleeping. What the fuck? It's creepy.
A naughty list. The word naughty is like.
Well, culture has made that creepy, I think, because
you've been a naughty girl.
Yeah, I have Santa.
Also, side note.
I'd watch Santa porn. What?
Oh my God, I watched Grinch porn.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Oh, yes, I did.
Oh no, how was it? Was it hot?
Had sex with the Grinch.
Oh, my fantasy.
And the mom and the, it actually was very weird. It made me uncomfortable. And the mom and the dad were fucking upstairs and they came down and they go, Cindy Lou, what are you doing?
And she's like, and she I'm goes, a bad girl.
She goes, that's not how you do it.
Oh no,
you do it in this way. And then the
is it creepy that I want to watch this, because this is so funny to me.
Cindy Lou was banging. It's more funny than it turns you on. So then Cindy
Lou
doing doggy style with the Grinch, and then while the mom was doing doggy style with the dad,
making this up,
and they were making eye contact.
You're making this up.
This is literally a porn on Pornhub that I watched. Called
What did you search? Grinch porn?
Grinch porn.
Why? Dana, who hurt you?
No, it was trending.
Sure, it was.
It was trending.
Trending in America. That's not true. That would never trend in America. All that trends here is people fucking their siblings.
I'm really trying to not watch porn and masturbate. And
I haven't
really
been.
Hard.
Are you still masturbate?
Yeah.
But like I use my brain, which is not any...
I guess the imagination is fine.
I guess, but it's like you masturbate to. The problem is, I'll masturbate to people I know, like I have fantasies with people I know,
mm-hmm.
and then it's like if I haven't had sex with them, and then later I do, it's like I was so much better when I masturbated.
Oh my God!
Like they're never gonna live up to the version of them I've just created in my brain.
I like had a joke about that I would like I'd be masturbated to somebody or I forget it was like. And it's a letdown. Have you ever had sex with someone for the first time and it's a letdown of what you envisioned when you masturbated to them? And I'm like, because the guy that I slept with, the big penis.
Oh, no.
I masturbated him and then I had sex with him and it was like so bad.
So bad. I used to also think that
I
was like.
I thought it was going to be so good because he sent me these like dick pics that I asked for. Don't send dick pics unless
you
ask for them.
Yeah. And if I ask for them, you fucking send me your dick pic.
Immediately.
Is that harassment?
Well, wherever you are, you go, you find a place and you snap
as quickly. You send me a video of you jerking off at work.
Okay.
I don't have Snapchat anymore, but like because people, it's like, if you're going to send me videos of your dog or some, your kid, like, get the fuck out of here. I'm here for people jerking off. I'm kidding. Don't you fucking, don't even one of you send me a video of a dick. I swear to God, I will find you and I'll cut your dick off.
My uncle sent me a joke.
Oh no.
Yesterday. And the joke was, a dad is jerking off and his son walks in and he goes, "Daddy, what are you doing?" And he says, "Don't worry, son, you'll be doing this soon." And then the next week he brings his daughter in to get birth control. And the doctor says, "Oh, so your daughter is sexually active?" And he says, "No, she's just lies there like her mom."
Ew.
What does that mean?
It means your uncle wants to fuck you, Dana. Block your uncle.
Wait, no. I don't even know what
is this that Uncle Chaz?
No, he's dead. Uncle Chaz is dead, and that joke is also dead. But also, I really wanted to write, "This joke is dead, just like my uncle," when I posted it, but I couldn't because my family would be like,
"Why would you say that?
Why would you say that about Uncle Chaz?
Why would you say that about sweet Uncle Chaz who
hit on me at my grandma's funeral when I was 10.
Ew.
Yeah, that happened. So anyways, so this uncle, Chaz, it's fine because he's an in-law uncle. Like, he was creepy to me.
But he's not a blood relative?
He's not a blood relative. He was married. It was my aunt's.
I said that so casually, like, oh, of course.
No. It was my aunt's second marriage.
Yeah, I mean, it's not okay because you were 10, but sure.
He it's fine.
We were related.
I mean, he hugged me for a little too long. Whatever. So no big deal. It happens. So this uncle is a blood uncle. And this uncle.
Blunkle.
Uncle Blunkle. This guy, Uncle Blunkle, said, like, what in all of the fucks? First of all, that joke doesn't have a punchline. It doesn't. I still don't understand it.
The joke is. You understand it.
No, I don't.
It's just not a joke.
No, I don't understand the joke.
She's not sexually active. She just lays there like her mother. You don't understand that?
So the dad
is fucking the daughter.
Oh my God. I didn't want to
think
it was
that. And she's so lazy.
No, I didn't want to think that at all.
Well, I hope everyone listening is triggered because you should be because that's horrifying.
Oh my God. I literally, my mind didn't let myself go there because I was like, that's not actually a joke. Like, that's just disgusting.
That's what happens when you have an open heart, Dana. You have to know that people are fucking their kids. This is my cross to bear.
Is this like a nice way of him letting me know that he wants to fuck his daughter?
Does he have a daughter? You should report him to the police.
Okay, I mean, just like, calm down. He sent me
You
this.
Should at least respond and go, "I'm calling the police."
He sent me this. It was a screenshot that somebody sent him. And he goes, "Can you use this on stage?" And I was like, I wish you sent me like a video of you jerking off rather than this awful jerk off joke. Like, yeah. That would make
Can
more
you use
sense.
This off stage? Yeah, I'm going to use the fact that you sent me this fucking gross joke on stage. Like,
anyways, the holidays. Happy holidays from my family to your family, you
it's
guys.
Really a holiday if someone doesn't get hit on by a relative, you know? It's like, did anyone get fingered at Christmas dinner, or are we just like losing our edge?
Also, I don't even know what's happening to my lap. I'm so sorry. When I was little...
Who am I making fun of with this voice?
Like, when I was little, I was embarrassed to
you
laugh.
Did you practice laughs?
And I would go... when anything was funny, I changed my laugh and I'd go... I would change it every time, but I'd actually be laughing, but I'd be doing a different laugh.
You're insane.
And my friends were like, "We never know your laugh." And I was like, too scared to like have my own laugh.
My laugh is very aggressive and insulting. If I laugh hard, people think I'm making fun of them.
Do it.
Because I'll be like, ha! And people are like, "I get it. It's not funny." I would like always
like
upset people.
You're like constipated.
Ha, ha! No. I don't know how I sound when I laugh. When it's really hard, I just cry and I think I get silent. But
you definitely don't laugh like that.
Okay.
Ha!
I feel like at open mics, I'd be like, ha! And people would think I was just like,
ah.
Here's how I
you laugh.
Here's
like
my laugh. It's so
sex.
Embarrassing. It's like, oh, that's so funny. Did you? I feel like I did try to practice like having a cute laugh when I was younger. Did you just go uncle?
What if every time I laughed, I said uncle? Uncle.
So terrifying. That's my real laugh. It's so obnoxious.
We're mentally stable, if anyone's wondering.
We were going to talk about nothing but holidays, and all we've done is talk about how you've been fingered by your relatives. And my mom's a drunk who ruined Christmas.
Can you please tell your Christmas story?
You guys, when I was in fifth grade, I woke up Christmas morning. This was post my dad already abandoning the family. So it was me and my mom and my brother.
Relatable.
Living in, you guys, you know how it is. Relatable. When your dad disappears. And my mom wasn't home. And I was like, well, I guess this is what happens, is that eventually Christmas comes and you no longer have parents.
I feel like I shouldn't be laughing.
No, I mean, it's so funny. My brother was like, my older brother, and I'm like, will you fucking chill out? Like, it's like, who cares?
Christmas,
like,
morning, you guys wake up to no presents.
No presents.
Did you have a tree?
No, mom, probably. We had that's the same fucking fake Christmas tree that we had for years. It had these ugly branches that like barely separated. But my mom would put it up and be like drunk and crying every I just love Christmas. And it's like, bitch, you can't even afford presents. This was, I think, the year where we got like presents from some company where like you're so poor that like people don't. We were.
Oh my God, I did that.
I was a paper angel, I think.
Oh, and I did that when I was in high school. I would go and buy all the gifts and deliver them to the families.
Where do they do those here? I want to do those every year.
It's the best feeling ever. Like, because they don't know that you're coming. Like some people's requests.
No, we had.
You apply, you send them a list of the kids and the ages and what the kids want.
Yeah.
And not all the families get the gifts.
Anything or get everything.
Some families apply and they don't get it. So when you show up to their door with everything and you have bags of like the toys and the wrapping paper.
It's like.
They don't know. And you just like knock on the door and they like parents start hysterically crying.
Sobbing. No, can I tell you, we did this
and
for a girl.
Like, and then I start crying and I'm like, oh my God. And it's like, you made a family's Christmas.
Yes. Okay, wait. So 2 years before the Christmas story I'm about to tell you, back before my dad had left and it seemed like our family was like put together and stable and financially sound, when we lived in a cute suburb and my mom was...
That we drove past.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my mom was like a sane person who was like a Girl Scout troop leader. She stepped down from that a few years later, but I think that they fired her. Which, who knew you could get fired from being a volunteer? but we were doing paper angels, so we got
Kathy.
It was just a name, and there was a couple suggestions, but it was like, my mom said we were doing paper angels, so like the girl was our age, the Girl Scout troop, and the boy was like a year older, and she's like, and there was a girl in our Girl Scout troop who, I'm gonna cry telling you this story, she was so poor. Like, her family lived in like a one-room trailer in the woods. It wasn't even like a neighborhood, and like their bedrooms were just like separated by cardboard. It was like this dirty, disgusting, like her dad was a janitor, and like they just had no money, and it was like stinky, and she had seizures, so she had all these medical issues. She was in our Girl Scout troop. Someone started a rumor. Okay, remember, did you take baths with girls when you were a little girl? Or is that weird?
I made my grandma bath me.
This is
me.
Well, we used to have like sleepovers and like we would take baths together. Like, no, just like playing baths.
I think when our,
I'm saying that now,
suits,
I'm like, is that weird?
Bathing suits.
We would just do it naked. No, I guess that was just Mississippi trash shit. But
okay,
like,
that's fine.
This is completely unrelated. But I remember one time someone started a rumor that they took a bath with her. They're like, we were taking a bath and she pooped in the bathtub. Anyway, like, totally unrelated. But
is this person me?
It's just a really funny story. And then years later, probably, and also my high school best friend, when she would get drunk, she'd black out and try to shit in everyone's bathtub. I was like, what is it? No, just go to the toilet. And she's like, no, I got to do it here. But she's so insane. But anyways, my mom's like, oh, the girl's this age, so like, what do you guys think she would want? And she was like telling this girl, like, oh, Lena, like, what do you think that like she would want? Like, what would you know, what do you want for Christmas? And then like, so we had this list of stuff and we bought things, and she was like buying things that this girl was saying. And then like Christmas morning, my mom like goes with all these gifts and shows up at her parents' house, and like her dad is just this like huge man and like just sobbing, like loses it. And he's like, I'm gonna cry. But he's like, they've never had a Christmas, and like,
oh,
it's just like so cute. And my mom, of course, is like, she repeats this story all the time. She's like, what a hero I am. It's like, oh, why don't you tell people about the Christmas 2 years later? On Christmas Eve, you drove over to Biloxi, Mississippi, went to a fucking casino and got shit-faced on a slot machine. Probably lost all of her money. But like, my mom, I only knew this story years later.
How sad do you have to be to go to a casino on Christmas Eve
while your children are sleeping,
get drunk alone?
The children were nestled all snug in their beds.
Oh my God.
And I chugged a Heineken and drove to the casino. That's her, like, 'twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house Kathy took a bunch of pills and and shotgunned a Bud Light.
How did, so wait, so she got a DUI that
night. She went, she was there and she was like shit face, and they were like, man, we have to cut you off. And she's like, fine, whatever, you know. And she's like, I'm gonna go home. It's Christmas. I have to get home to my children. And they're like, I think maybe you should like wait for a little while, ma'am. Maybe have a cup of coffee. So she like, you know, sat drunk in a diner alone, drinking coffee and just having a googly eye, as my mom does. So I wonder if it straightens out when she's sober. I mean, when she's drunk, just like her eyes get like normal. But because my eyes are the first thing to go when I'm drunk, this eye just is like, huh?
You have a what? A right?
It just takes
eye?
A dip. I don't remember. Maybe it's the left. I don't know. But one eye just is like,
it's a little, it falls asleep.
It's just like all over, and I'll be like, no, I'm not drunk. Why? And it's just like, your eye is closed.
Yeah.
No, well, I feel fine. I'm probably just having a vision thing. So my mom drinks a cup of coffee and is like, all right, I'm sober. And so, of course, she leaves the casino. The casino immediately calls the police. They're like, there's a drunk woman driving home on the interstate.
Oh, my God.
So my mom has told me this story. So she gets pulled over by the police. Pulls over and rolls the window down. You know, and the officer comes up and he's like, good evening, ma'am. Good morning, ma'am, probably is more like it. But he's like, have you been drinking? And she's like, no, I haven't. I'm just headed home to my kids because it's Christmas. Gotta get home to my kids for Christmas.
It's like 4 a.m. Yeah. And she smells like vodka.
She just reeks of probably cheap beer, even though when you're on the fucking slots, you can just get free drinks. My mom's probably still like, give me your shittiest beer.
Yeah.
She like loves Heineken. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
well, she's German.
I know. It's because we lived in Germany. I think it's some sort of nostalgic thing for her. It's just, I mean, but that's like fucking people who are distantly Irish being like, I love St. Patrick's Day in Guinness. And it's like, do you know anything about your culture? Are you just like
doing what the Americans
it's like Australians don't drink Foster's, you fucking idiot, but whatever, it doesn't matter. So she's like, no. And he's like, okay, well, I'm just gonna have to give you a field sobriety test, ma'am. And she's like, that's fine. And he's like, could you just step out of the vehicle? And she's like, okay. And she opened the door and then she just fell out of the car.
She remembers this. Yes.
Or maybe it was on the report. I don't know. But she just like fell out.
Who bailed her out Christmas morning?
I think she was just in the drunk tank for 24 hours and like she bailed herself out, I guess. But like,
so then she came home at what time?
First of all, wait, let's backtrack. Because she was sitting in a drunk tank on Christmas Eve with all these other Christmas criminals. These Chris criminals. And there's cops, you know, sitting, I imagine, I've painted a picture in my head, you know, but like, you know, sitting at their desk while there's like drunks in a fucking cell. She's like, I'm just in the cell with these other people just crying and being like, please, I have to get home to my children. It's Christmas. And she just kept crying and being like, it's Christmas. You can't do this on Christmas.
Oh my
People are like,
God.
Yeah, maybe you should have thought about that before you blacked out at a casino, you fucking idiot.
This is amazing and also terrible.
She didn't come home till like mid-afternoon the next day, I think. And she's just like, oh, Santa left your presents. I'm sorry, kids. I was stuck at work.
No.
Yeah.
And did you believe her? Did you know something happened?
I mean, I didn't know. I was just like, okay. I was just like, oh no, she's back.
See, my...
I was like, my Christmas wish didn't come true. Because when I mean, I love my mom now, but boy, was I horrified by her as a child.
What's crazy is that, like, my family decided to tell me when they were splitting up, like, right before the holidays.
Oh,
when
no.
When I was, like, little. So I remember the first Christmas that my parents were, like, separated. My dad, like... what was kicked out of the house, so and my mom only let him come back Christmas Eve. And he slept on the couch Christmas Eve and Christmas morning. I was so happy. I was like, they're back together.
My Christmas wish did come true.
And then
what
my
a
dad,
fail on
and
their
then
part.
My dad was like, I have to go back to, he like stayed at a Motel 6.
I have to go back to the motel.
Which is, I'll always think Motel 6 is so hilarious because that's like where my dad lived.
Did you go visit him at Motel 6?
It was
6?
The saddest thing ever. But I was like, they had a pool, so it wasn't too bad.
No, yeah. When my dad like would come back and try to visit, it'd be like, we're going to the hotel with the pool. It's like
it's
a Best
so
Western, probably full of piss. And like,
but when you're little, it's so fun. But
all you need is a pool when you're little.
I think the worst story was when we were in Pennsylvania. That's where my mom and dad are from. So we would drive from Connecticut to Pennsylvania. And I mean, I was so little, like barely, thank God I was so young because I barely knew what was going on. But my dad decided to take my grandma's pain pills. He like stole Nana Moon's medication.
Nana.
And got drunk. And we're driving back. This is a 9-hour drive. We're driving back at night. Black ice. It's snowing.
Oh, no.
And my dad is drunk, high on pain meds.
Dashing through the snow and my nose opens.
Off the highway in a snowbank. But like, I think my dad, my mom, thank God my mom was there. I mean, like,
why didn't your mom drive? Kids.
That's the thing.
Was like, he just like, no,
I'm
Ellen.
I'm fine. Yeah, he told her he was fine. And then swerving all over the street. I think he almost like hit a guardrail, like almost
so
slid
scary.
Off. So scary. My mom, I remember her screaming and being like, did you take those pills? And I, at that time, I didn't know what pills were. And like, so then she ended up driving and my dad apparently passed out. But
but he was fine the whole time. He's honestly, like, I'm fine.
Isn't that crazy?
That's horrifying. That so many people, how many people constantly drive drunk with their kids? I remember being picked up from a roller skating rink by my friend's mom. And we didn't realize she was drunk until like, we started like hitting the road, you know, but because we were like, can we stop by Taco Bell? And she's like, why don't we go to Outback Steakhouse? And we're like, no. Well, I was like, steakhouse, hell yeah. And everyone's like, no, let's go to Taco Bell. We go to Taco Bell and there's two of us in the car and her mom. And like, they used to have these things, I think only in Anchorage, called Mexi Nuggets. Did you guys have those at Taco Bell?
Uh-uh.
Did you eat Taco Bell as a child?
We always had Burger King for some reason.
Probably because your parents cared about you. Taco Bell is like the end of the food chain when it's like, I've stopped caring about whether or not my kids grow or have anything.
We had like McDonald's. My dad would take us to McDonald's if we like begged him. But like, I always knew when my dad was like really drunk because he would always take us out to eat.
Yeah, he's like, let's get food, kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, so we pull up and she's like, what do you guys want? And I was like, I want an order of Mexi Nuggets. And my friend was like, me too. And then she's like, turns to the speaker and is like, we'll get 9 orders of Mexi Nuggets. I was like, just so unnecessary. Yeah, we were like, oh no.
Oh my
God. But also, I remember being little and hearing like, don't drink and drive commercials. And I would yell at my dad because he would have Diet Coke. And I'd be like, don't drink and drive, Dad. And he's like, no, that's not what they're talking about. I'm like, don't try to pull one over on me just because I'm a small kid. And it's like, like I was a fucking idiot, but then come to find out he was probably on meth that whole time. So it's like, you know, I was trying.
I could see you as a little kid just like telling parents how it is.
Yeah, no, I was
like sounding really smart and then just like storming off.
Just like, ah, you're so bad at parenting.
Do you have any good Christmas stories? Like fun memories?
One time I stayed in my sorority house over Christmas break and I was the only one and I babysat my boss's dog and I watched Black Christmas, which is a movie about a bunch of women being murdered in a sorority house over Christmas. But other than that, like, no, not really. God, wait. Last year I went to the family Christmas of the guy I had been dating for less than a month.
That was good Christmas.
That was fun. Turns out that
thing about relationships,
you know, quit loving me. But in that moment, it was very nice. It was a fun, like they played guitar. It was like, I was like, oh shit, this is a family Christmas.
You're like, why are you so fucked up? You have such a nice family.
Yeah. And also, what's wrong it's like, you? Why are you so fucking sad? Like, but,
these millennials.
And then I was like, why am I so turned on by how sad you are?
The more broken, the more horny I get.
Yeah, I know. I'm like,
I love a guy.
Come to mama.
If he's an alcoholic, a drug addict.
I think I just wanted to be that. I wanted to be a mom. So I dated a guy who was depressed and 6 years younger than me. I was like, I'll fix you.
Oh my God. I want to fix everybody. It's so unhealthy.
I went to our buddy. I went to his family Christmas 1 year. He's like, just come to my family because I wasn't doing anything.
I feel like he has a cool family.
His family is super
never
cool.
Them,
his mom's like this cool vegan lady and we played board games. It was just very nice.
Vegan lady.
That I was like, I want to be adopted into this family.
Yeah. Like, she makes like her own tea from like herbs she picks out in the forest. She's, I'm like, what?
She's got like a PhD in like, I think Eastern herbology or something. She's like so brilliant. Cool. And I'm just like, fuck, this is so cool. And there were little kids. That was thing too. His sister has kids. And Christmas is just more magical when there's kids around.
For sure.
But it's like some sisters are so greedy, Marissa, that they aren't having children. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I know. I want her to have kids so bad. So it will take the distraction off of her harassing.
Yeah, it's like, harass your kid.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
I think my best Christmas would be, I think I was really little. I honest to God, I think it's when I was really little and like in Pennsylvania and watching Christmas Vacation with my whole family.
We always watch Christmas Story.
Everyone laughing.
I love that.
And everyone was so happy. And I remember I was watching the movie and I didn't even really know what was going on. And I didn't really like get some of like the dirty jokes.
Yeah. But you're just like that energy and like
all the adults being happy and like laughing together was like, this is all I want.
Yes. Nobody does that anymore. I'm saying nobody. It's just us.
I know.
But I'm just realizing like I don't sit down. I mean, I'm disappearing this year. This is how much I don't give a fuck about Christmas, I guess.
You're going to Joshua Tree. We should talk about that.
Tomorrow I'm leaving on a 10-day silent meditation.
Oh my God. Are you nervous?
What are the bets? How long do you think it'll be? You don't think I'll make the whole thing?
I totally believe in you.
I'm nervous.
I think you're going to be fine at first.
I'm definitely going to have a breakdown.
I think you're going to have a breakdown.
But I think it's a breakthrough. You know,
and you're going to want to give up midway. And then I think you're going to push through and your last final 3 days are going to be euphoria.
Should I write "don't give up" on my hand? Is that cheating? No, I have another. I'm
predicting it. I want you to tell me if I'm wrong.
I will. I'll be like, you are so wrong.
That's fine.
I pissed my pants in front of all the other meditators and they bullied me. They started out loud bullying me.
You can talk to
the teachers. Yeah. So there's like, you meditate in like hour and a half to 2 hour chunks, I think. And it's like,
I'm so excited for you.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to like see.
I've signed up to do this. How it so changes many times.
Me. Yeah, me too. And I
haven't gone through with
it. I was going to do it this time last year. And then I was like, a boyfriend wants me to take to his family Christmas. Ugh. What a step backward I took in my, I don't regret the relationship, but in my like emotional development. Yeah, there's parts I regret, but like, I wasn't ready to get in a relationship in general. I don't think that one should have happened if I really think about it in retrospect. I think it should have been like a fun fling and then like we would have been good friends. But you do things, you know? But like,
but you tell guys it's now or never, make me your girlfriend.
I didn't do that with him. He wanted to be in a relationship and I was like, okay, it feels magical for like 2 weeks. And then I was like, remember when it felt magical for the first 2 weeks? Let's keep just dragging this out for 10 months.
Doesn't everybody want a relationship for the holidays?
I think that's what it was a little.
Honestly, like I want to be like with somebody for December and January.
Yeah. And then leave me alone. No, I just.
People couple up during the winter. Like that's like a real thing.
Oh yeah. No, it's a real thing.
Especially when you're on the East Coast.
Holiday coupling.
Well, when you're on the East Coast,
it's freezing. And then they break up by Valentine's Day.
And nobody wants to go out and you just want to stay in with and like and have a buddy to like cuddle with. Like that's totally a real thing.
Platonic cuddling should be more socially acceptable.
There is an app, a cuddler app.
No, but I don't want to fucking cuddle with a stranger. Like when I was in high school and stuff, me and my girlfriends would walk down the street and we'd be like linked in arms. We'd hold hands and like it wasn't creepy. And now I feel like it's weird to do that.
What? Link arms with your friends?
Maybe it's not creepy. I just don't ever do it anymore. But it's like, why can't you snuggle with your girlfriends?
You totally can.
I know, but people don't.
My friend Jenna.
Yeah.
Who is like
a guru, a
genius, spiritual healer and author. Anytime we have a sleepover and she stays with me, we literally spoon.
I love that.
Like it's like.
And then you so fart on her cuddling. And she hasn't been back in 2 years.
And then I accidentally fart on her.
And she never calls you again.
We're good with time.
We're at two.
Okay.
It's two.
We talked about the holidays.
We did. I'm excited to see what happens after this meditation. What if I just like,
oh my God, I want to have you on my podcast.
Yeah, let's do it. I'll talk on your podcast about it.
Because this is something I've been wanting to do. And I'm so proud of you for taking this on. This is huge.
I'm excited. I'm not looking forward to, this is a sort of a joke I keep making, but like after 10 days turning my phone on and like having no missed text messages or calls.
You're going to have like 90 text messages.
I'm going to have so many stupid emails.
Are you going to maybe put an automatic reply?
I put an automatic reply. So the people, if
I'm in the desert finding myself.
Yeah.
Please do not leave a message unless it pertains to helping my career.
Yeah. I literally am like, if this is career related and then I have my manager's email, like,
well also like it's the holidays. No one's doing career.
Things are shut down.
Things are shutting down.
Like honestly,
this week.
If you're reaching out to me for something right now,
no, the week
fuck
before
off.
Christmas.
Yeah. It's done. After today's the last day.
Like I literally have no show. I don't have anything coming up.
Yeah.
Our audition at nothing.
I had an audition this week and I was like, what? I mean, and it was just like a last
weird.
Minute.
Yeah.
But I was like, I mean, get me in there. Thank God it's this week and not next week, but cause I'll be gone, bitch. Okay. Anyway,
we should do best holiday Christmas gift you've gotten.
Best holiday Christmas gift I've gotten.
Yeah. Just so we make it more Christmassy.
Love.
Oh, that's sweet. Mine are diamond earrings from my ex-boyfriend.
You fucking... I had an ex-boyfriend get me an iPod back when those were like $300 and like really coveted.
Oh my God.
And then it got stolen by a woman at Chick-fil-A.
So
a coworker.
Was that the love?
He was an ex-boyfriend too. And so I was like, oh, this is too much. He had a big old ding dong too. Okay. Love is Merry all that matters. Christmas. You guys, I hope you get gifts you like, but I hope you realize that like material things won't fulfill you and there's no amount of money that will actually make you happy. So if you're unhappy, you have to find that inside. Anyway.
Amen.
That's the end of this podcast. Where can people follow you?
You guys, I'm at Dana Moonme on Instagram and Twitter. Check me out.
Yeah, check out the Moonme podcast. She's got a really great episode coming out where I talk about the 10-day meditation.
Moonme podcast on iTunes. Your episode is also one of the most popular ones.
You guys,
I know. You can listen to the one with Jessica Michelle. That one,
it's a real fun episode.
Been doing really,
it's
really
revealing.
Well. I think you were my third guest.
That was fun.
Or my fourth. She was my fourth. She was.
I'm going
to listen to that episode.
I'm going to have you on and we're going to talk about dead dads as a topic. So, and daddy issues.
Oh, wow.
So,
I think dead
that'll
dad.
Be good. So we'll do that in the future. Unless if you guys are aggressively opposed to that, let me know by reviewing my podcast with 5 stars.
Writing hashtag dead dad.
Hashtag dead dad. Okay. I've been Jessica Michelle Singleton. This is the Ignorance is Blessed podcast. Remember, keep asking questions because the more we ask, the more we learn, the more we know. And the more we know, the more we can look down on others who aren't as smart as we are. And isn't that the point?
Is that a PSA?
Yeah. I put it in all of my things. Thank
you
for being
PBS.
Patient with my ignorance. See you soon, idiots.